Let me tell you, they've already started the vaccinations. They've already started them. They started them a long time ago because the test vaccinates you. So I have the article right here in front of me, and here's what it says. Yes, they can vaccinate us through the nasal test swabs and target the brain. Now, here's the thing. As a doctor, I said, this is crazy because, you see, you're wearing a mask to cover your – now, they would hate it. They would not allow you into a store if you just wore a mask over your nose. You've got to wear it over your mouth because supposedly the COVID-19 is in your saliva. Well, if it's in your saliva, then all they have to do is swab the inside of your mouth like they do for a DNA test. But no, they take these long Q-tips and they stick them all the way back almost into your brain. They stick them back to the back of the nasal sinuses and then they twist them. All right, here's what they're doing. First of all, there is a very thin plate of bone that covers the brain between the brain and the nasal sinus, and it's called the cribriform plate. And every doctor knows about the cribriform plate. All right, now the cribriform plate has some openings in it where olfactory nerves from the nose go through that plate into the brain, and bone, that this kind of bone in the cribriform plate is porous anyway, so substances can go through it. So when they take that swab and they put it back there and twist it, what they're doing is depositing things back there. This, you can't see this, but this shows that they have nanoparticles that are actually on the ends of the Q-tips that they're putting in there that can get into your brain. They can be hooked up to the cloud. So they are already vaccinating you with the test. With the test, this is the beginning. So when you go to get tested, you are actually being vaccinated and implanted with nanoparticles.
This is so sick. Only psychos could come up with something like this, Dr.